Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Swayed at the network. We're live across America, and believe it or not, all around the world at crntalk.com. Here's the lineup for today. Michael Letts, he's CEO and founder of Invest USA. Toxic Fire Pits, the new Agent Orange, question mark. And then along comes Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS Immigration Naturalization Service, with his latest, Putin threatens retribution if America intervenes in the Ukraine invasion. And then, in the second hour, Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And are you ready for this one? How the West, that's W-E-S-T, how the West gave us the Ukraine invasion. Wait until you hear that report. Hey, without further ado, right now, I'd like to go to Michael Letts, CEO and founder of Invest USA. That's a national grassroots nonprofit organization helping hundreds of communities provide thousands of bulletproof vests for their police forces through education, public relations, sponsorship, and fundraising programs. Toxic Fire Pits, a new Agent Orange. I guess many people were introduced to that term, toxic fire pits, for the first time during Joe Biden's State of the Union address. But I got to find out exactly, and in case you don't know, what are toxic fire pits? Michael Letts, welcome. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Chuck. I love that intro. I love that correction there at the last part of it on Joe Biden's speech. It's, I think you hit the nail on the head. There was some eloquency, some misunderstanding, or you couldn't understand what he was saying, and a lot of lies.
You know what? Yeah, and you might say he was a little toxic at times himself, right?
He has been getting like that more every day. You know, I believe the mental capacity is just quickly demising itself.
Well, let me tell you, listener, if you're still a young puppy and that wouldn't put you in the age limit of knowing all about Vietnam, here's the question for Michael Letts to kind of bring you up to speed. What are toxic fire pits? And how are they being compared to Agent Orange defoliant that was used in the Vietnam War?
Both of those, Chuck, are chemical related. That's the key component you need to remember. In Vietnam, we use Agent Orange, which is a strong chemical component to kill foliage, make it easier under combat situations to be able to identify the enemy. In this particular incident, they are using a chemical that's one very familiar with every one of your listeners, is jet fuel. Jet fuel has some wonderful applications, but one of them it does not have is to spell its fumes as it's burning because they're toxic and they're carcinogen. And because of that, you would think they would know that in foreign operating bases, set up situations that are temporary, obviously, they don't have a waste disposal system. So they came up with a bright idea. We dig a big hole. We throw all the waste, junk, dump in there, and then pour in jet fuel and let it burn. Well, it's very effective. Jet fuel pretty much incinerates and destroys everything that's there. But the fumes that it emits are blown up into the air and all around the encampment. The officers and the enlisted men breathe that in on a consistent basis. And it is now being said that the breathing of those carcinogens are causing some severe health problems for veterans all across the country that are coming back. Of course, that affects Invest from the standpoint that, you know, 80% of first responders are retired, or inactive. President Say is they're recognizing this situation and they're going to once again dump money into it to help get people checked out and get them the help that they need. The question that you hear in my voice, it's a little bit doubtful, is we were supposed to make sure everybody got taken out of Afghanistan and we were going to do things right there. You saw what happened on that particular issue. So,
Absolutely. Not holding
my breath.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you'd be holding your breath if you're around those fire pits, too. How dangerous, when you get right down to it, how dangerous is it to breathe the fumes of these fire pits? And I think some of the younger listeners, that may be 40 years old anyway, the younger listeners, you know, they hear about lawsuits about Agent Orange and all that stuff, but it's very, very dangerous. Basically, it was coming from the jets, right? They used it for fuel. That was the jet fuel.
That is correct. What they do is they have realized that it's such an accelerant and it's so volatile that it makes, I mean, you don't have to worry about standing there waiting very long for that stuff to consume everything in its path and pretty much destroy anything it touches. So it was a convenient issue. We just put everything there, put jet fuel on top of it, and then not have to wait around very long. Problem is, it's extremely toxic and extremely carcinogenic. The fumes are. Obviously, you say, how does that affect jet fighters? Well, you run down the runway, you get up in the air, you're high enough that by the time any of that dissipates and hits the earth, it's lost its effectiveness. So it doesn't harm us when it's in jets flying at 30,000 feet in the air. But it sure can harm you when it's sitting there in the hole and coming upward and you're standing around it and the wind is blowing those fumes all over. And that's what seems to be happening. We have a lot of people that are developing brain situations, carcinogens, that they couldn't figure out where it was coming from, and now they've traced it back to the jet fuel that was used in the toxic burn pits.
Yeah. So, Michael, what do you think should be done about the soldiers that are injured from breathing these toxic fumes from the fire pits?
Well, I think, Chuck, every American would agree. Those, whether it's military or whether it's first responders, those who are willing to put their lives on the line every day and give up their lives for others, for the defense of our freedoms and liberties, should get the top quality, the best care available for any injuries they incur. The problem that we have is we've heard this rhetoric time and time again. And here's what happens. They get excited. We're going to develop a government program. Well, the last thing you need is a government program because that means it's the end of it. If they put any money to it, it gets wasted on other things. It never gets to its target. And that's what our real fear here is that it's been a bunch of rhetoric to take people off the real issue. And the real issue is how we treat our first responders and our veterans instead of promising things that we don't deliver.
Yeah, sometimes you want to run the other way, Michael, when you hear some political critters say something about an AGP. That's another government program. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, Ronald Reagan said it best when they knock on your door and said, I'm here from the government to help. Close the door and run.
Yeah, the worst five words a government can tell you. I think Ronald Reagan said that one. We're from the government here to help or something like that. I can't remember.
That's exactly right. We're here from the government and we're here to help. That's the last thing you want to hear in this life. Yeah. So we have the same situation, and I wanted to highlight that issue because it tied into his speech about, hey, we don't believe in defunding the police. We ought to fund the police. But you'll notice when he said that, there was a list of things they wanted funded, not the police. They wanted their programs. There were social workers, et cetera, et cetera. So it's typical politics. It's rhetoric, but it's not made to really take care of the people and the problems that we have facing us every day.
You know, with your program, Invest, you're really helping the veterans. And I want to throw this in real quick. You know, last evening, Russia bombed a nuclear facility, right?
Correct.
And they said, for the first time in the history of war, they're now using nuclear power. You know, and I had to stop, Michael, because I'm thinking, didn't we drop a bomb on Hiroshima, a couple of them, nuclear weapons? I don't think, I'm just wondering, didn't we fall into that category when we dropped a nuclear bomb?
We did. Hiroshima and Nagasaki and, you know, countless others that were tested, not just on American soil, but were tested across the world before we actually made the delivery.
Yeah.
So, that is not a first. Again, it's where I think the American people get frustrated is just tell it to me like it is. You know, be truthful and honest is all we ask out of government. If you say you're going to help a veteran, then by George, help him. And if you're not, if you're going to just create a program for your own benefit to line your own pockets and create bureaucracy, then just stay home. We can do it ourselves. We do a better job of taking care of our people than the government ever thought about doing.
Well, with your organization, I think you're up almost to 100% of helping law enforcement, first responders, things like that, close to 100%, right?
98.5, yes, sir.
That sounds like my temperature.
Yeah. Well, depends now. If you got COVID one day or the next, it may drop a point or two, but, you know, you should be somewhere in that area.
I need an invest, quick. It's going to help, yes. You know, you guys with this Invest program, basically, it's helping first responders and police officers, and you never know who's going to be shooting at you. Have I got that kind of right?
You got that 100% right. And right now, what we're trying to do is because the criminal element is actually targeting, and I'm going to use the word, it's appropriate, murdering our law enforcement and our first responders as quick as they can. They're using high-powered, long-range rifles, and the only thing that will stop that round is an active shooter vest, which 90% of first responders and officers do not have. It's just not fair.
Why don't they have that? You know, I mean, let me tell you something. If you look at a Congress critter, most of them have private limos or chauffeurs or whatever. They got walls around their houses. Why is it that the police force and the fire department get shortchanged when it comes to protecting these crazy, stupid shooters? Boy, I'm glad I stopped before I just kept going with adjectives.
Well, you know, I think it's interesting, you know, Chuck had said. They think that first responders, they take advantage of them because they do it because they love the job and they want to help people. And if you really look at first responders, they don't complain. You give them a garden hose to go fight off a fire, or you give them a BB gun, they're going to do whatever they can with what you give them, and you're not going to hear a lot of response out of them. So they feel like they can abuse them and put money elsewhere and grab more votes. And that's what's driven this country to the ground, is people that are concerned about a career out of politics instead of service out of politics. They do everything they can to try to get a vote, and they harm people in their way, and it's just time for it to stop.
So here's the thing. You want people to invest in this, all right? And the major word is invest, V-E-S-T, USA.org, investusa.org. What would be like an average contribution? Is it anything from a dollar to all the way up? Or how much does one of these vests actually, what's the cost factor on it?
We pay between $700 and $1,000, depending on the sizing for an active shooter vest. And we tell people to contribute anything. We actually are just thrilled. And here's what I mean by thrilled. When I go in and hand a vest to officers and say, this came from the community that you serve, mom and pops at $1, $2, you know, kids at 50 cents, that's what means more to them than actually the vest itself, knowing that the community stands behind them.
The way things are going, Michael, you'd have to give them to, you know, people attending school board meetings, right?
Well, quite frankly, we've had quite a few calls for that. You know, we've had people, what?
Because I'm thinking,
never had it before,
hey,
Chuck.
Conservative talk radio host. You know, maybe they ought to start investing in them. I'll
We're sending
you.
One your way.
How much do you?
I'm laughing, but I mean, I've had so many people that have said, "Look, is it getting to the point where we can go?" And I said, "Well, keep my number in hand in case you call."
You know, I thought I was going to say something stupid a while ago about, you know, like the way things are going, Asians should start, you know, getting involved in these invests, you know.
Sure.
Because, you know, if you're any group being picked upon, you know, we've just about run out of time. All seriousness right here, listener. If you've got the time and a little bit of money, this is a fantastic organization. InvestUSA.org helps protect the people that are protecting you. You know, that might be a good slogan. Yeah, I work on it.
It is. Thanks, Doug. Right. I appreciate that. We'll use it. Thank
Michael,
you for all that you do.
Yeah, you too, sir. Michael Letts, L-E-T-T-S, CEO and founder of Invest USA, and the website is investusa.org. Upcoming now, a man of very few words. It's so hard to get anything out of him, but we will. His name is Michael Cutler. Be right back.
Think of the many sacrifices it took to establish and to preserve liberty in the United States. Think of the many generations that went before us, that spilled blood to preserve that liberty, our freedoms. And look at how long it took, not very long, for us to lose many of those liberties. One flu season, together with lockdowns galore, and so many of those liberties just slipping away. In the United States today, we see an American government that is weakening abroad, even as it oppresses its people at home. We discuss this and so much more on our program, The Trumpet Daily. We're live weekday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. You can listen at CRN Digital Radio, Channel 3, or watch the live video stream at our website, thetrumpet.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk, facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder here, CRN, and yes, it's once again time for the one and only Michael Cutler. He's an MC, Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent of the former INS, that's the Immigration and Naturalization Service, host of the radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour. By the way, Mike has testified as an expert witness at numerous congressional hearings on issues relating to the enforcement of immigration laws, and especially in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Too bad they didn't listen. You can find his articles at Newsmax.com, MichaelCutler.net, FrontPageMag.com, TheAmericanConservative.com, USINC.org, that's USINC.org. Michael, how are you?
I'm terrific, Chuck. Happy Friday in this wacky world. Who would have imagined we'd be in this situation today?
You know what? And it's kind of funny. It's sort of like, you remember when they used to talk to you and I and George Putnam, and it was always, you know, and especially, what is the word I'm looking for? The higher-ups at radio stations. Oh, my God.
Yep.
You guys talking about immigration again, immigration. Okay, we'll change the subject today. And let's see, is there any other pleasant thing going on? Well, let's see. You have an excellent article here, and you also did an interview on it on Newsmax TV. Putin threatens retribution if America intervenes in the Ukraine invasion. Should we take him seriously, you might ask?
Well, you know, it seems that this guy will stop literally at nothing, and I'm not even sure it's the borders of the Ukraine. I think he's eyeing the rest of that region.
Yeah.
The attack on the nuclear power plants. And I think that Putin realizes that his own career, maybe his own life, is on the line if things don't go well. So he's kind of cornered. And when you corner a wild beast, bad things can happen. And the focus of my article, and by the way, before we talk about the article, I want to make an observation.
Yeah. We're seeing massive refugee flows coming out of the Ukraine, and it reminded me of my own family story. My ancestry traces to Eastern Europe, my mom and dad. My mom came here from Poland as a 13-year-old. She was separated forever from her mother at a train station when she was 13. It broke my heart to watch what's going on at the train stations, because to her dying day, and she only died in her mid-50s of cancer, she had nightmares almost every night about saying goodbye and kissing her mother for the last time as a 13-year-old girl.
So now, they never got together, Mike? They never hooked up?
Never again.
And that is happening as we speak, too. Absolutely.
As we speak to thousands and thousands of families, children, and some of those kids are going to grow up twisted by this experience, and they will become the next generation's nightmares, because what happens to children in their childhood impact who they are as they grow up. You know, the abused child becomes the abusive parent and so forth. But what's interesting, and I want everyone to think about this, what you're seeing in terms of refugee flows coming out of the Ukraine are mostly women and children. The supposed refugees flowing into our southern border, not as many women and children, but lots of military age and working age men. Isn't that an interesting dichotomy, Chuck?
Well, yes, and of course, out of the Ukraine, the boys and the men are not coming out because the government doesn't want them to.
They're being conscripted. Restricted. That's right. They're being conscripted.
Absolutely.
Many are volunteering, showing more spine than most Americans would, given the generation of kids that we've raised whose parents want to be their best friends, and they might have microaggressions over not getting their favorite dessert with dinner. I mean, this is madness.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Mike, if I was over there right now, that's not true, because I've volunteered for, you know, a lot of different things in the military. I started to go non-military on you, and I'd say I'd buy a woman's wig, you know, and figure out how the hell to get out of there, you know. But I'm just not that kind of guy. I'd like to get right up there in the front, and let's see what's going on. That means I'm a little stupid. Yes, okay.
Well, what do they say in the military? Never volunteer. I have a paperweight that shows a dog sled and dogs pulling it. And the slogan on the perimeter of my paperweight says, unless you're the lead dog, the view never changes. So I guess we like to be riding that tip of the spear. Maybe not a good survival tactic, but someone's got to step up.
Well, you know, when you become, we're coming up on a break right now, but I'll just tell you as we get ready to go into it. You know, when you elect a president, he is not only the president of the United States, and in some cases it might be good, but in this case I'm kind of doubtful, but they are also referred to as the commander-in-chief. That means of all the military. That kind of puts a worry in you.
And the leader of the free world. Let's remember that. The leader of the free world.
Yeah. And also, the free world, yes. All right, Michael Cutler is going to be right back in just a moment. Don't forget Front Page Magazine, USYNC, The American Conservative, MichaelCutler.net. We shall be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
One of the top contenders for major Oscars this year is a strange, haunting story about a grieving widower, his much-loved but chronically unfaithful late wife, and the tough but also suffering young woman assigned to drive him around during a prestigious stage production in Hiroshima. It's called Drive My Car, with English subtitles and Japanese dialogue playing in theaters across the country and soon streaming on HBO Max. With lyrical cinematography and superb acting in all major roles, it's easy to see how this became a film festival favorite and won Oscar nominations for Best Picture, Best Director, and more. But the movie runs at a slow pace for nearly 3 hours, with scant indication of its destination or even direction. The film about grief and yearning could leave you grieving for lost time and yearning for a more coherent conclusion. Officially unrated, though with very graphic sexual content, 2.5 stars for the brilliantly crafted but ultimately frustrating Drive My Car.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. 800-605-1683. That's 800-605-1683.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground. Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call Smart Fares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN Chuck Wilder with my guest Michael Cutler, retired senior special agent, former INS Immigration Naturalization Service. Also, let me find that there, the Michael Cutler Hour, and that's every Friday night. So when Friday rolls around, you might want to think about that, all right? Talking about his latest, Putin threatens retribution if America intervenes in the Ukraine invasion. You know, Mike, a moment ago you were talking about all these people that we brought out of Afghanistan, right? And you have here in this article, since taking office, Biden's immigration policies have created a human tsunami that has flooded the United States with, get this, illegal aliens from virtually every continent except maybe the Antarctica. And you have all types showing up. And I'm going to tell you something. I bet you didn't think about this. You know what else is showing up whenever you talk about the types?
Go ahead.
All right. UFOs.
Okay.
Right. Biden, are you bringing them in?
God only knows. Well, the man is definitely a space cadet, I have to tell you.
True. He may be the leader.
It's remarkable. And in fact, recently, and I made note of it when I was on with Newsmax to discuss that article, Medvedev, the former president of Russia, talked about how we showed cowardice in our departure from Afghanistan, proving that, America lacked the spine to do what needed to be done. Now, and what's really interesting, if you look back to what Winston Churchill said when he gave that famous speech about the Iron Curtain that had descended across Europe, he talked about how the Russians only respect power and would walk all over anybody or any country that didn't demonstrate a strong military. We now have a military that's woke. We have people that are more concerned with nonsense than the fundamental mission of protecting our country. And we are confronted by so many enemies that do not wish us well. And you know, it's also worth throwing China into the mix. Apparently now, according to reports, China met with the president of China met with Putin at the Olympics and said to him, don't launch your attack till after the closing ceremony, and Putin agreed, and we saw the timing.
Yeah.
And so, and also, apparently, according to other reports, the United States shared intelligence with China. Think about that brilliance. I'd love to know who's responsible. And China promptly took that briefing on intelligence about Russia and handed it over to the Russians so they would know the extent of our intelligence.
Well, Michael,
if it was any other administration, I would have thought it was disinformation, but not this administration.
No. And then you've got one of our top generals, Miley or whatever his name is, that, I did say that I would call the Chinese president and tell him if Trump was planning on attacking China. Yes, I would give him a call. Wow.
It's,
I mean,
just,
you know.
This is becoming an axis of evil between the two countries. They are certainly working together. China is bailing Russia out financially. Pelosi called on Biden to stop importing Russian oil, and according to the latest reports, he's refusing to follow that, which brings us back to Hunter Biden and corruption. You know, I held a top-secret clearance, and there are higher clearances in the government. Top-secret is certainly significant, but the president and the cabinet members have higher levels of security. And you would imagine, because I know what I went through getting my security clearance renewed every few years. We used to jokingly call it the bureaucratic equivalent of going to the proctologist. You know, it was hours-long interviews, and they'd spend weeks, if not months, pulling up bank records and checking out with your neighbors and doing all sorts of stuff. How in the world do you have a security clearance when your son has all these crooked dealings, allegedly, with Ukraine, China, God knows where else? You know, you look at the president, and you want to talk about being compromised. It just amazes me because it was always the belief that people such as the president, the vice president, leading members of the Congress put all of their assets in blind trust so they wouldn't be able to make decisions to personally profit from their decisions.
Yep.
Not the case with the Biden clan, is it?
Yep. You know what's interesting, and I've never mentioned this to you before, but I also got a top secret clearance when I was in the Navy. Because I was working in the Combat Information Center, which basically was a radarman, okay? But you had to go through that whole thing, you know. They go to my little hometown. Do you know this guy? Yeah. Thank God he got in the Navy. Oh, what? What do you mean by that? Anyway.
But you certainly could appreciate what I'm saying. I'm sure you went through the same kind of scrutiny.
I mean, you know, Biden's resume is not that great. And, you know, plagiarism. This guy is really into plagiarism.
Oh, my goodness.
He did it again, you know, like two or three times there in the speech. And the most obvious one was whenever he quoted, you know, what Trump said in his State of the Union speech about America is in good hands because of the American people. But he added a couple of words.
It's amazing. But his addled brain, he confused Iran for the Ukraine, if you remember that during the speech.
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So you really have to wonder what's going on between his ears, if anything is going on.
You know, and I make a lot of mistakes. I'm sorry. I make a lot of mistakes. But, you know, hey, I ain't the president of the United States either, and people are used to it. And
no,
my mind, it just goes blank.
But there was a point
blank.
I made in my article. This kind of reminds me of the Second World War. And I don't know how many people know this, but during the Second World War, to begin with, immigration used to be under the Labor Department because Roosevelt's concern was getting Americans working to end the Depression. So the idea was to make sure that Americans would never have to compete with foreign workers for a job,
right,
which could also hurt wages. Now, in fact, when they talk about modernizing the immigration laws, that's what they want to eliminate. They want to be able to intentionally hire foreign workers to displace Americans. So when you hear the critters from both sides of the aisle, we need to modernize the law. The first thing they want to do is to be able to fire Americans and replace them with foreign workers.
Hey, let me ask you a question real quick, see if my ESP is working. Are you going to flash back to 1942? Because I was just thinking about
it. Yes, I am.
Oh, boy, I'm getting good. Okay, go ahead.
You're getting real good.
Thank you.
And so what most people don't know is that submarines brought two teams of German saboteurs to the United States to blow up facilities in America as we were ramping up our war efforts and helping England. And you had the wolf packs of the submarines shooting the ships that were bringing materials. And then they had this great idea over in Germany that if we could take out the inverter that was in the basement of Grand Central Station, changing AC power to DC because the trains ran on DC power, if they could cut off that capacity to power the trains, then there would be no way to bring the cargo, the war materials, and so forth to the docks so that it could be shipped to England. So one of the targets of these saboteurs from Germany was actually Grand Central Station in Manhattan to blow up that facility to provide the electricity for the trains. Fortunately, they were discovered by a Coast Guardsman. He reported it to the FBI. They hunted them down. And by the way, one of them, as I remember, was a naturalized citizen, one of the saboteurs, and a couple of them had lived here, so they were very familiar with America. And so I'm looking at Putin threatening us now, and so you have to ask yourself if among the refugees in record numbers pouring out of the Ukraine, how many saboteurs are embedded among them, just as we're concerned about the potential for terrorists being embedded in the refugee flows coming up through Latin America. And there's one other point to be made. Iran is working very closely with Russia as well, and Iran is rushing for nuclear weapons. And my concern is they have sleeper agents in the United States. We know that Hezbollah, sponsored and funded and directed by Iran, is operating throughout Latin America, moving huge quantities of narcotics and people, including sleeper agents, into the United States. My great fear is that we could wind up waking up lots of explosions going off inside the United States at the hands of Russian saboteurs or Iranian sleeper agents acting as at the behest of their good friends over in Russia.
Hey, Mike.
This is what our open borders have done for us by this and other administrations, but no administration has done more to undermine our borders and the immigration system than the current administration.
You know, when you just mentioned, you know, about bombs dropping in the United States, and if you were watching TV last night and you got to see that unbelievable white flame come down and destroy, it didn't destroy, but, wipe out that nuclear plant, I want to tell you something.
The building next to the plant, the administrative building was wiped out, yep.
Yeah. For all of you people on the left and some on the right that are so into global warming, you may get your wish earlier than you think if we don't get this under control. You'll have so much global warming, you won't know what to do with it, I'll tell you.
It's absolutely remarkable. And if you look at the environmental, you know, and we're listening to these Democrats saying, we still need to have climate justice. I'm trying to figure out how those two words go together, climate and justice. But we need climate justice. We shouldn't be worrying about petroleum and so forth. We need to understand that petroleum, just as borders, are elements of national security. Without energy, we don't get food. We don't have electricity. We don't have water. It's not just that they could hack into those systems. They could blow up the systems. They could destroy our ability to generate electricity. We need to have energy independence, and the tragic, crazy thing is we had energy independence under the Trump administration. Now, I'm not going to tell you I agreed with everything Donald Trump said or did. I didn't. But certainly, he was the first president in generations to understand, number one, sovereignty, to understand, number two, what it is to be energy independent. There is no reason why we shouldn't be energy independent, because if we're going to burn the oil anyway, why shouldn't we be using American petroleum rather than the petroleum being furnished by our enemies so we're bankrolling their attacks, not only on the Ukraine, but ultimately the attacks they would love to launch against our country? This is about our survival, nothing less than that. Make no mistake.
I'm going to tell you something. The Keystone Pipeline, okay? I don't have the guy. I'm not sure who the guy is, but he's some ex-Congress critter or one of the higher-ups and definitely, you know, on the lefties, okay? Mm-hmm. This guy had the contract of bringing all the oil out of Canada by train, all right? On the train, on the tracks, whatever. And whenever they started building that Keystone Pipeline, that was going to eliminate all that truck traffic and train traffic carrying the oil. and it was just going to go underground. It wasn't going to be seeping up. They weren't having earthquakes there, and, you know, stuff like that. But they hated Trump because he was behind it. And on day one, the very first executive order closed the Keystone Pipeline. And look where it's brought us today. Boy, another fantastic
move
from the left.
And again, let's talk about environment. First of all, there are accidents involving trains, which, again, get people killed and pollute. And number two, the trains themselves pollute. The pipeline does not pollute. So this is all hypocrisy. Just look at the fact. Forget the speeches and all the lies and the propaganda. The cleanest and safest way would have been the Keystone Pipeline.
I'll give you another example real quick here. Earthquakes, they could say, right? There are not. That's not earthquake country. But during World War II, the Permian Basin, all right, which is located in southeastern New Mexico and West Texas, and it's got the largest oil reserve, or it did, and it was pumping fantastic until Biden got in office. But during World War II, they ran pipelines from the Permian Basin all the way to San Pedro, California, to supply oil for the ships. You know what? Earthquakes. But they were smart people, and they said, nope, this is the better cause to go with, you know. But man, oh, live, you get a few people and A.O. Cortez and, oh, goodness.
Well, I believe it's not about environment. I believe what it's really about is, number one, their friends are making lots of money. But
that's
number
two,
it's about weakening America. We are, our politicians are doing the bidding of America's enemies. And ask yourself, how many politicians other than Joe Biden are indebted to China or Russia or Iran or some other group that works hand in glove with them?
Pelosi, Feinstein, it goes on and on and on. Sliwell.
And Swalwell, who in any other era would have been bounced out of Congress for messing around with a prostitute who was involved with Chinese intelligence, reportedly, and was actually introducing her to other politicians and even hired one of her colleagues.
Yeah.
You would have imagined that that scandal would have bounced this guy. Not only is he still in Congress, but he still sits on the Foreign Relations Committee.
Right.
What do you have to do to be considered corrupt other than have the last name of Donald Trump or be affiliated with Donald Trump?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. It's, you know, and all they worry about is the looky-loos that went through the Capitol building on January 6th. All right? And now it's coming up where you're even finding out they pushed people over the side from, you know, from up top there trying to kill
and
people.
And one of those people now just committed suicide. He did no damage. In fact, apparently he was welcomed in by members of the Capitol Police.
Right.
And he was looking at years in jail, and he took his own life, according to news reports I saw yesterday.
And the other guy said one of the Capitol Police guys saw him. They saw him throw a guy over the rail from the up on the top. And they supposedly said, oh, yeah, he just jumped or he lost his balance or whatever. You know.
Sure thing.
This is, you know, this is one of the worst situations I've ever seen, you know, in my lifetime, as far as whenever you get to the what's going on at the Capitol. You know what I mean?
It's I agree. And it's one of the things to consider, and it's what Putin is doing to shut down free press in Russia, where it's going to now be a felony if you say anything that disagrees with what he says. Look at what the mainstream media and look at what Silicon Valley has done to the First Amendment here in this country, how you are not allowed to question anybody.
Yeah.
You have to follow the science, their science. It's absolutely astonishing. We saw the same thing play out in Nazi Germany. You know, I may have mentioned it on your program. I always knew that Einstein left Germany because being a Jew in Germany wasn't a good thing during the Third Reich. But it goes beyond that. The German regime actually brought in two physicists who were Nazis who had been given the Nobel Prize for Physics. They verbally attacked Einstein, which led to mobs. It looked like something out of Antifa on current campuses.
Got it.
His life. All right.
Gotta
we'll
take
it up at the end.
All right. Michael Cutler will return with the rest of the story in just a moment. MichaelCutler.net, USYNC, frontpagemag.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. John 8:32. Hi, this is Jeremy Dayton. Join me Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific on Truth Radio, where we'll unpack the cultural baggage and discern what truth is amongst the sea of disinformation, the truth from God's perspective. With powerful guest testimony, will also expose lies of the world created to spread fear and confusion. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Let's do that by seeking God's truth together. Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific on CRN 6.
Everybody's talking at me. Chuck Wilder's CRN with my guest Michael Cutler. I got ahead of myself. Yeah. Retired senior special agent of the former INSC. When your eye droops, it goes down to the next page, you know. And
there you go. Well, just to finish the thought, so these physicists accused Einstein of practicing Jewish science. Think of that one. And what did they attack? His theories on relativity. And if you've been following the literature, I was originally an engineering major. Two of my kids are engineers. With modern equipment, just about every one of Einstein's theories on relativity have been verified and proven completely accurate and proper. So they brought in propagandists who were actually scientists, going back to follow the science, who's science? Fast other point, I wrote an article for Front Page. I hope everybody will check it out at frontpagemag.com. Critical thinking must replace critical race theory. What this is about, I believe, is sowing dissension among Americans, helping our enemies. Instead of looking for peaceful ways to find solutions to disagreements, this is about instigation of conflict. Instead of conflict resolution, they want conflict instigation. It's all part of a broader plan to undermine our country and undermine our people. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if you're looking at how everything is lining up, it is so obvious that the goal is to weaken America so that China, Russia, and Iran can dominate the world. We've got to wake up as Americans. We've got to put our differences aside and unite as Americans to combat truly evil individuals. And if you don't believe they're evil, just turn on the TV and look at those civilian populations being decimated intentionally by Putin.
Yeah, and you know...
aided and abetted by China.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, I think about a month ago or a month and a half ago, the Ukraine had actually had conversations with the Biden administration, and they were asking for Stinger missiles, okay?
Yeah.
Said, just in case, we need some of those. No, we can't approve that right now because that may upset, Putin, whatever, you know. And so there's another mistake on our part because it, they already had defenses over there.
It goes back to a fundamental principle. You always negotiate from a position of strength. We have no strength in this administration. We only have complicity, and they're complicit with our adversaries. This makes no sense. We're living in a very dangerous era, and we the people have got to get our voices heard by the political characters and make them understand that we're not the fools that they were hoping we were. It should be apparent to everybody. And please, folks, have conversations with your neighbors. Forget about the personalities. Forget about all the nonsense. What we're talking about is America's survival and the survival of our children and our grandchildren. And the task, as always, falls to we the people. You know, in this country, the highest title in our government is citizen. Let's make use of that, please.
That's a good statement. I like that. I might put that on the wall.
Right?
The citizen is the highest here, absolutely. You know, but their primary number one objective is we got to make sure we're into wokeness because that's what the majority of Americans want. You know, they want men having babies and, you know, and we got to have the first black Supreme Court justice female. You know, it's not the sex. They got to get sex off their mind. You know, Biden's going crazy with that. I don't have any kids, does he have? But he's just putting sex as a priority.
That we know of, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's the missile's going to come up the other side there, Biden, if you're not careful. So you'll wish you hadn't thought about that. Hey, Michael, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. Look forward to our next visit. Michael Cutler, C-U-T-L-E-R. Go to Front Page Mag. Read all of his articles. Also, michaelcutler.net, usync.org. And what was the other one? TheAmericanConservative.com. I think he's still writing there, too. So, and Newsmax.com. Oh, my goodness. Goes on and on. Michael Cutler. We'll be back.
You're supposed to be retired. You'd never know it, though.
I know. See you later, Gator. Selwyn Duke coming up next. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. I got Swayed at the network, and we are live across America and all around the world at crntalk.com. Well, let me tell you about my super-duper guest, and I'm going to tell you right now, wait until you hear his report. This is something else. Selwyn Duke. He's writer for The New American. He's also contributes to college textbooks published by Gale Synage Learning, frequent guest on television and radio, just like this radio. And now it is time for the Duke. Got his little hat and his little cane and ready to go and raise cane. Selwyn, how are you?
I'm okay, Chuck. How are you? I guess we can have a little dancing even though the world is on fire to some extent, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, I probably had second thoughts just about playing the Duke, but you know what? That's good. Yeah, sometimes you have to, life goes on. But I'm going to tell you something, listener.
Yeah.
Wow. This article, Mr. Duke, How the West, did you get that, listener? How the West Gave Us the Ukraine Invasion, Selwyn Duke. And Selwyn, this has got to be one of your best. And talk about a wake-up call, definitely. I'm going to let you get into it, okay, because
Yep.
And I don't even think I'm going to make any slide comments about this one. And I wait until the next one. What's the next one? Health insurer, governor wrong on COVID. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. I can make fun of COVID. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, this is sort of a sad story because it's a story of missed opportunities of what could have been. You know, what does that rhyme say? Of all the words of tongue and pen, the saddest are these, it might have been. I think that's how it goes. I don't mean to be flippant here, but that is the truth. Well, here's the whole thing. We see Ukraine now. It's been invaded. It's a terrible tragedy, but it might have been averted if it were not for one blunder that the neocons made decades ago and then continued making for many, many years. Now, what was that? Well, that was expanding NATO even after the Soviet Union fell. And in my article, I quote this man, George F. Kennan, who was regarded to be one of the world's foremost Russia experts. He was a diplomat. He was a very, very intelligent man. And he largely predicted what has come to pass today. But let's go into a little history first so we can really understand what I'm talking about here. And again, it was the neocons who did this, the people who've been breaking things for decades, Chuck. They messed up Iraq, Afghanistan, they plunged Libya into chaos. And here's what they did in Eastern Europe. Now, let's go back to 1991 and 1992. What happened? Well, we know the Berlin Wall fell. The Soviet Union allowed that to happen because reformers came to power. Okay, its satellite states were voted out or they were thrown out of power. This happened all across Eastern Europe. The Soviet Union agreed to pull its Red Army back into what had been Russia's borders. And Russia, or the Soviet Union, I should say, dissolved into 15 nations, right? Its Communist Party agreed to share power and ultimately was voted out, and rightfully so. And basically what happened was the Soviet Union ceased to exist and Russia once again existed. Russia did not exist between 1917 and this point. It was the Soviet Union. People often miss that point. Okay, well, the point is, at this point, Russia was taking more of an American stance, pro-American stance. As Pat Buchanan put it, I quoted him in my article. He wrote this piece in 2007 titled, Who Restarted the Cold War? And as he wrote, quote, Russia did not use its veto in the Security Council to block the U.S. war to drive Saddam Hussein, an ally of the Soviet Union's, out of Kuwait. When 9/11 struck, Putin gave his blessing to U.S. troops to using former republics as bases for the U.S. invasion. Right. And then Buchanan wrote, what was Moscow's reward for its pro-America policy? The United States began moving NATO into Eastern Europe and then into former Soviet republics, okay? Now, understand here when I say this. We don't know what the alternative future would have been, Chuck, if we had behaved differently. Maybe Russia would have eventually taken a more aggressive stance regardless. Maybe Putin really is bent on reconstituting the old Soviet empire. We don't know. What we do know is that at that point in the early 90s, we had a very unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to completely reboot the relationship between Russia and the United States. And we didn't walk through that door because of the neocons. What did they do instead? Okay, well, a little more history. Here's how they expanded NATO. Now, remember something here, Chuck. NATO was created for one expressed purpose. That was to contain the Soviet Union. Okay, no other reason. But at this point, the Soviet Union was gone. So NATO's raison d'etre was gone. Despite that, what happened? Well, we admitted Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic into NATO. That happened in 1999. Okay, then came, after that, Romania, Slovenia, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. A couple of those nations are right on Russia's borders, too. That was in 2004. In 2009, Chuck, it was Albania and Croatia. In 2017, fairly recently, Montenegro. And in 2020, it was North Macedonia. Okay? And not only that, the Bush administration, the Obama administration, Chuck, they were openly talking about having Georgia and Ukraine, again, also on Russia's borders, join NATO. Now, let's put this in perspective, okay? Imagine that China had created a mutual defense alliance with Mexico. And then after that, it drew Canada into that alliance. And then Cuba. and then the Bahamas. Now, how would we feel, okay, as I put it in my piece, if our pseudo-elites weren't totally bought and paid for by China, they might actually say to themselves, this sort of seems a little unfriendly. What's the point? It's actually downright aggressive. So we have to understand how Russia was viewing this. We were hemming them in with NATO countries, or the neocons were. That's how I should put it. And we had our Monroe Doctrine, right, many, many years ago. We didn't want foreign intervention into our hemisphere, into the Americas, I should say. And we said at the time that if there was such intervention, such meddling, we would view that as a potentially hostile act against the United States. Well, again, how do we think the Russians felt about this expansion of NATO? Again, it was a real missed opportunity. And I mentioned this fellow, George F. Kennan. Again, he predicted this. He said in the 90s, when we were doing this, starting down this road of this policy, that it would lead to, quote, a new Cold War, unquote, with Russia. And he also predicted, Chuck, that it would, quote, probably end in a hot one, okay? Wow. We saw that new Cold War with Russia, which started a long time ago now. We have seen the hot one now in the Ukraine, and hopefully it's not going to expand beyond that, although we still see neocons like that senator down in Mississippi. What is his name? Wicker. He actually wants to establish, I think, a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Absolutely insane. Would have us shooting at Russian planes. Could result in nuclear war. I mean, it's unbelievable. And let me point out something. This fellow Kennan, when he was talking about this, he was no appeaser. But he wasn't a war hawk either. He was a diplomat. He was a historian. He served in Moscow's embassy, America's Moscow embassy, I should point out, for 6 years. And later he became our ambassador to the Soviet Union. Like I said, he was considered by many a foremost Russia expert. He even inspired, by way of his writings, Chuck, the Truman Doctrine, which had to do, of course, with the effort to contain the Soviet Union. Okay? Anyway, so American Thinker also called him some days ago, quote, the man who predicted the Ukraine war 30 years ago. And as I said, Pat Buchanan warned about this in his 2007 article. It's just been unbelievable folly. And like I said, it's what could have been. We had a real chance to reboot our relationship, but instead the neocons completely and totally blew it. And what has this led to now? Well, Tucker Carlson recently lamented, and he's not alone in this, Chuck, that our policy has been drawing China and Russia closer together, right? In fact, we understand that Russia couldn't have invaded the Ukraine unless China had its back, that Putin actually spoke to President Xi of China before the invasion to basically get his okay, because Russia didn't want to be ostracized by the whole world. Putin knew that the Western powers would basically be trying to cancel Russia. So he knew he had to have China in his corner. Well, so now we have this alliance between Russia and China that was completely unnecessary. And Kennan predicted that as well. Okay? Here's what he predicted decades ago. He said our policies would cause Russia to, quote, develop much closer relations with Iran and China with a view to forming a strongly anti-Western military bloc as a counterweight to a NATO pressing for world domination. Okay? And he called this, the NATO expansion, Chuck, quote, the most fateful error of American policy in the entire post-Cold War era. That was in a New York Times piece in 1997. He also wrote, such, quote, a decision may be expected to inflame the nationalistic, anti-Western, and militaristic tendencies in Russian opinion, to have an adverse effect on the development of Russian democracy, to restore the atmosphere of the Cold War to East-West relations, and to impel Russian foreign policy in directions decidedly not to our liking. Okay? And he also added, Russia would be little impressed with American assurances that it reflects no hostile intentions, okay? They would see their prestige always uppermost in the Russian mind and their security interests as adversely affected. And that really is the point, Chuck. It doesn't matter if we believe that NATO poses Russia no threat. That may even be true. The point is they see things differently, and when you're devising foreign policy or when you're trying to get along with anyone in interpersonal relationships, You have to put yourself in the other guy's shoes. You have to understand his mentality. And this fellow Kennan, this diplomat, by the way, was credited with that. One person said he had an insight into the minds of other nations than his own that was very, very keen. So this was predictable, what happened in the Ukraine. It was predicted. And here's the thing that I point out in my piece. What's so tragic about this, among other things, Chuck.
And this is, I'm going to tell you, listener, this is, if you're getting to the bottom line here, this is, boy, when I read this, I said, Selwyn, you hit it right on the head again. I'd never even thought about what this closing, what it means, you know, but go ahead. Yes, sir.
Right. I mean, the fact is that now, again, Russia and China are developing an alliance. So instead of a situation where maybe we could have had friendly relations with Russia and where we could have fought a Cold War against China with Russia, now we're probably going to be fighting a Cold War against China and Russia. Really, really terrible outcome, because China is our main geopolitical adversary, and we have a lot in common with Russia. We both have European heritage. We both have the same foundational faith, Christianity. We could have been natural allies in this Cold War against China. Really an opportunity lost, and now how do you put the toothpaste back in the tube, Chuck? You really can't, I don't think.
Yeah, so you've got Russia, who is basically religious, with China, who, guess what happens if you believe in religion and China? Man, I'm telling you, it's like shaking a beehive, I think. I don't know. Hey, Selwyn, we're going to take a break and a couple of final comments on this one. Boy, when I saw this one come across last night, I said, oh, my goodness. Wow. Talk about putting it all together. The one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His website is Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E, .com. We'll be right back.
You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again by introducing his new slippers. I love these. It's taken over 2 years to develop them. They're designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. They're made with quality leather suede. Now, for a limited time, Mike's offering them 50% off on his new MyPillow slippers. 50% off. The My slippers are so comfortable. You'll want to get some for the whole family. I wear mine. I look like a movie actor, like Robert Davi or Fred Dreyer on a movie set. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code HORN. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, or you can call 800-889-6959 and use the promo code HORN. That's 800-889-6959. Use the promo code HORN, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code HORN.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. And you know, Selwyn, this diplomat Kennan, okay, was he a guest on Tucker's show?
Oh, no. He died, I think, around 2005, Chuck, at 101 years old, by the way. He lived to a ripe old age.
You know, I tried to check him out, you know, and I went to DuckDuckGo, and all they wanted to talk about was Alan Kennan. Chargers football player, you know, and I'm telling you, and then I got one that was written in a foreign language, and I could never figure out, but the guy was so on it, you know, I mean, wow, just fantastic, and
yeah.
It's like he had a crystal ball, you know, and you probably didn't need one if you just kind of sat back in your rocking chair and didn't rock, you know, just got serious all of a sudden, which I never do. That's my problem. But anyway.
Well, you know, the whole thing is that we have people like that in our society. The problem is they're not devising policy. We're not listening to the smart people, partially because, unfortunately, we Americans aren't electing the right people. That's what it comes down to. You do get the government you deserve, especially under a representative democracy or a constitutional republic like we have. But, you know, it's interesting, Chuck, because you have to ask, well, why did the neocons behave the way they did? Why did they treat Russia like a defeated power? Why did they spike the football, so to speak, instead of saying, okay, we've got our man on the mat. He's capitulated. He said, I give. Let's help him up. Let's try to be friends. I would say there are two reasons. This is what I would surmise. I would say, for one thing, we've had too many people in government who just could not dispense with their Cold War mentality, where they just saw everything as a contest, as an adversarial contest against Russia, and the idea was try to win and gain advantage any way you can. Okay, I think that's one thing. And then I think the second thing is a little more ominous still. I think it's that these people are internationalists, Chuck. They're globalists. They're one-world government types. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is, I'm not talking about some deep, dark X-Files conspiracy here. What I mean is these are people who love the consolidation of powers. They love the European Union. They love NATO. They love the idea of a North American Union. And whenever they have something like that, Chuck, the idea of shrinking it to them is completely anathema. They just want to see it expand more and more and really suck in more and more, consume everything like a one-world internationalist blob creature. I think that's their mentality, so they just couldn't help themselves.
Well, when you say the one world, you know, there you go, you know, with the new Green Deal and global warming and Build Back Better and the whole thing, you know. They're not hiding it like they used to, I don't think. You know, you and I have touched on the Silk Road Initiative that the Chinese do, where they go in and say, oh, you can't afford to build a port here. You know, we'll help you out. You know, and then they get in and sort of start running countries, you know, not totally, but, you know, a lot of control in them because the country owes them so much money, right? I think that kind of broken down. So, you know, China is also helping Mexico now. And right now they're just doing it mainly with the drug trade, you know, with fentanyl and stuff like that. But who knows how involved they're going to get. And you can think, you know, just like you talked about, how would you feel if somebody did this to America, you know, what is happening right now with Russia and NATO.
Right.
So maybe NATO, you can now spell it, you know, S-I-L-K, ROAD. You know what I mean? It's a good way to get into a country.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, it's funny. It's like I said before, I'm not being naive. Maybe Russia would have eventually taken a more aggressive stance anyway, but that's okay. Then we could have responded in kind. There was nothing stopping us from doing that. But we should have walked through that door. We should have tried to reboot our relationship. We had that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and the neocons blew it. And like I said, it's just a very sad story of what could have been, and now it's opened the door to lots of problems. The invasion of the Ukraine might have never happened if the neocons had behaved differently. Remember, Putin was arguably reacting to this idea that Ukraine could become part of NATO. Every time we started going down that road, he started thinking about invading some country, because I don't think he wants another NATO country on his border. He's already got a couple at least. So that's how he's viewing things from his point of view. And again, this is not to say that Putin is a good man. You don't have to like him to understand that what we're discussing here is true. You have to deal with him, though. He's a world leader. You have to try to get along. And that means you have to understand his mentality.
And he knows how to ride a horse and with absolutely no shirt on. So there.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to take a break and then come back with Selwyn Duke, and we'll get into another really interesting thing here, and it has to do with COVID, side effects, and the real numbers. Well, wait until you hear this one. Selwyn, you're on top of your game. Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com. Be right back.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jennifer Lopez plays a pop superstar who, in the midst of an internationally televised concert, impulsively decides to marry on stage a complete stranger from the audience in the new romantic comedy, Marry Me, now streaming on Peacock.
I don't even know her.
We both did this.
We have to embrace the spontaneity of the moment. I don't want to be the punchline.
Well, there is some laughter here and also some smiles, because despite the silly nature of the plot premise, the characters are endearing and it's fun to watch their relationship unfold. J-Lo is surprisingly strong, showing some of the difficulties of being trapped in your own celebrity. And Owen Wilson is incurably likable as a divorced single dad math teacher woefully out of place with the New York glamorati. Rated PG-13 and also featuring Sarah Silverman in an amusing supporting role. 2.5 stars for the occasionally touching Marry Me.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, International is DeGaulle Smart Fares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and Smart Fares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder, with the one and only Selwyn Duke, writer for the New American, selwynduke.com, and been talking about, you know, what's going on over there, and there's another story that Selwyn has, but you know what, sometimes it's good to, let's get into another subject, and then maybe we'll go back to more about oil. Kind of interesting for those of you who put it on your head. Anyway, health insurer, government is wrong on COVID vax side effects, and the real numbers are an alarm signal. You say around New Year's, an American insurance company executive sounded an alarm. Is this like somebody finally decided to squeal?
Yeah. Well, what it is, Chuck, is that you can really get accurate information from insurance companies because they have a vested interest in determining the truth on these matters. Because if they don't determine what risk really is in a given area, then they lose money. Now, in contrast, the government has a vested interest often in fudging numbers or outright lying about them, because sometimes that will facilitate the government's political agenda. But anyway, that insurance company executive around New Year's, and we'll get to him later, but he said the numbers, the death numbers, are so bad in the United States now. He was talking about the third and fourth quarters of last year, and they were basically non-COVID deaths, that it was worse than, he said, quote, a one in 200-year catastrophe. Okay, now we see this is being seconded by a German health insurer, Chuck. These findings are from the insurer BKK Provida, okay? And what it found was that, quote, I'm quoting now the Epoch Times. I know I called it the Epoch Times a while back, but I'll say it the American way. Well, it concluded, quote, that the rate of vaccine side effects is several times larger than earlier reports from the Paul Ehrlich Institute, a German federal agency, according to a letter from the company. BKK board members Andrea Schofbeck told Die Welt publication that the data is an alarm signal, adding, quote, the numbers determined are significant and urgently need to be checked for plausibility. Okay, so let's go on. The letter says, BKK analyzed doctors' billing data from 10.9 million insured people, finding that of that figure, some 217,000 received treatment due to vaccine side effects overall in Germany, which has a population of about 83 million. The Paul Ehrlich Institute reported 544,576 suspected cases of COVID-19 vaccination side effects in 2021. The firm noted, and then the firm said, if these figures are applied to the year as a whole and to the entire population of Germany, then probably 2.5 to 3 million people in Germany have been under medical treatment because of vaccination side effects after so-called vaccination, unquote. Now, here's the thing, Chuck. I crunched the numbers. Okay, what does that amount to? Well, I figured out that about 75% of Germany is vaccinated. That amounts to approximately 62,250,000 people. Okay, that means that about 4 to 5%, Chuck, of the fully jabbed, and that means 1 in 20 Germans, 1 in 20 has experienced an adverse reaction that was serious enough to warrant medical intervention. This is according to this company's data. Now, That's a staggering number. And that might even understate the case, Chuck. You know, as I point out in my piece, because that data may not include people who, let's say, died of a heart attack that was induced by these mRNA therapy agents, as I call them. They're not really vaccines, MTAs for short. Induced by them that might have been explained by way of some other issue. For instance, I said to you a while back, Chuck, that I've met a striking number of people who told me that they had heart attacks. You know, I don't even get out that much. I work out of my home. And I would run into one man at a certain recreational facility after another, three within a short space of time, who told me, I had a heart attack, I had a heart attack, I had a heart attack. I have a friend who took the shot.
Let me ask you real quick. And those three had gotten the injection, right?
They had. They had.
Yeah. Okay,
only one of them suspected that that might have induced his problem. The other two were oblivious, unfortunately. But then I had a friend who took the shot. Right afterwards, he developed heart inflammation. We know that that's one of the all-too-common side effects of these MTAs. So it's very, very striking to me. I mean, that's anecdotal. And I'll tell you something else, Chuck. I don't know if you've noticed this. And again, this is not scientific. But have you noticed how many famous people who really aren't that old yet have been dying recently?
Yeah.
I'm a news hound, okay? And I'm
reading
a lot of
their head on the back of the bed, you know? That's a crazy poem for the guy that, you know. But, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, yes.
Yeah. I see these people 54 years old, 58 years old. And, of course, you expect to see one once in a while. But I've never seen it happen with such rapidity. That's just my perception. But anyway, let's get back to these insurance companies and their data, because, of course, that is more scientific. As I pointed out earlier, they have a vested interest in giving you the truth, unlike the government, because if their actuaries don't compile the data properly, like I said, they could lose really, really big money. So anyway, BKK Provida, they... let's see, what they said, as I pointed out, accorded with that what that American insurance executive said around the turn of the year. And this was reported by the Center Square at the time, January 1st. And this executive's name is Scott Davison. Now, again, he wasn't trying to make a political point. As far as we know, he's an apolitical person. This was just during a virtual conference, December 30th. And he is the head of One America, which is a $100 billion insurance company. So you're talking about a really, really big player, Chuck. And what he said is that we have this increase in deaths, mainly non-COVID deaths, that they haven't seen before. He said, quote, huge, huge numbers. And he said, Chuck, also, it's not mainly elderly people who are dying, but, quote, primarily working age people, 18 to 64. Okay, and he said, quote, and what we saw just in the third quarter, we're seeing it continue into the fourth quarter. That's that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Quote, he said, to give you an idea of how bad that is, a three sigma or a 1-in-200-year catastrophe would be a 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of. Unheard
of. You know what, and that's 10%. Less of half of the population that have been, you know, given the plunge there, so to speak. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That is a good point. That is a good point. And he also said, what the data is showing to us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just huge. Huge numbers, okay? And then I point out in my piece, Chuck, if you're talking about the third quarter, that's when this problem started, okay? And we're talking about the group of people 18 to 64 years old. Well, that coincides with when these MTAs were pushed on people under 65. So it absolutely lines up. And now we know why people such as Dr. Robert Malone, I'm sure you've talked about him, we've talked about him in the past. Yeah, yeah. Don't know if you've had him on your show. But he's an internationally acclaimed virologist and immunologist. He's a pioneer of mRNA vaccine technology. So this man is highly credentialed and very intelligent. That's why it raised his eyebrows. And he said, responding to that insurance company report, the one December 30th, he said, quote, It's starting to look to me like the largest experiment on human beings in recorded history has failed. And if this rather dry report from a senior Indiana life insurance executive holds true, then Reiner Fulmich's Crimes Against Humanity push for convening new Nuremberg trials starts to look a lot less quixotic and a lot more prophetic. That man he signed, Fulmich, was a lawyer, or is a German lawyer. Anyway, so as I point out in my piece, Chuck, I know, in fact, I just wrote a magazine essay about that very subject, whether the Nuremberg laws, the Nuremberg Code, could be applied to this situation. It's going to be in a special bookazine that's going to be released by the New American in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, you know, I knew you were working anyway. On that essay, but I didn't know what it was. And, you know, the Nuremberg Code, amazing how they get away with breaking that. But when you look at 40%, which is almost half of the people dying when they get the jab, no wonder, you know, they have this exception list that I have, you know, from people that didn't have to take the, you know, the shot. White House staff, congressional staff, legislative branch, you know, on and on and on. CDC employees, the people that make the vaccine employees, you know. And they're taking, what was it, Ivermectin. And people say, oh, no, you know, guys, you are those people that believe in flying saucers, aren't you? We got them on that one, too, didn't we? Yes.
Yeah. No, we really did. We really did. And let me just clarify what they're saying, or what that executive said, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. So that's what he's saying, but it's a staggering number. And unfortunately, no one's looking into it. In fact, all that be, the powers that be, are suppressing this truth. The whole establishment, we're talking about the mainstream media, big tech, the government, of course, because it implicates them. I mean, the government has a huge vested interest in keeping this under wraps, because forget about Nuremberg trials. If people ever became aware en masse that the government's push for people to take these MTAs has led to this massive death, and I'm convinced it's a reality, then forget about it. There would just be unbelievable accountability. Just imagine, Chuck, how all of these politicians would not only be out of their jobs, but their careers would be over. I mean, they'd be persona non grata. So that's the kind of vested interest they have in suppressing the truth here. It would really spark a political revolution, as I said in my piece. But as I concluded, but if the choice is the death of either more Americans or of their power, well, our pseudo-elites don't even have to think twice. Yeah. And unfortunately, that's very, very true. And then you also have the fact, Chuck, that rationalization factors into this equation. Like I've said many a time, human beings have a great capacity for rationalization. If someone has a strong enough vested interest in believing that 2 + 2 = 5, he will absolutely convince himself of that. There's no doubt about it. So you have a lot of people in power who have just convinced themselves that, no, this can't be true. These vaccines are okay. Maybe there are a few problems, but it's no big deal. But we also see how the Democrats now are running away from these COVIDian regulations. Don't we see that with the midterms coming up? Mm-hmm. You know, we see them talking about how, oh, you really don't have to mask anymore. And they're pulling back on the vaccine cards, right? The vaccine passports. New York City has done that. France has done that now. So it's all very Machiavellian,
you know,
and very
funny
suspicious.
Too, with the card, because it was like 5 days ago they were pushing it. And then they backed off on it, you know, and then the mask, they had to back off on that in time for the State of the Union message. You know, Selwyn, I have a lot of guests, and sometimes I can't remember which one brought it up, but and it might have been you, about the fact that we no longer have a large amount of private doctors. You know, they're all being incorporated into these companies. Mm. And they all have to go along with whatever they're pushing. And this all ties in with COVID. You know, there may be, you know, a few doctors out there that have their own practice now. And you go there and the guy says, I don't think you need the shot. You know, I've read a lot of information. But then if you're working for a big company, you know, that's part of your itinerary. You know what I'm saying? Was it you that wrote a big article on that, or was it one of my other guests?
Well, I did touch on that. I absolutely did. We discussed that a while back. And it's even worse than you indicated there, Chuck, because I was citing here an article written by Dr. Ted Noel, who often publishes at American Thinker. He's a retired physician whom I've spoken to on the phone, absolutely above board. And he explained how doctors are constrained by regulations to the point where they cannot really provide, in many cases, good, common-sense-oriented medical care. He was explaining in particular why they can't prescribe an ivermectin protocol for people if they have COVID. And he was saying basically their careers could be over, they could be kicked out of the Medicare program. There are so many consequences. People really should read his article because he provided the nuts and bolts of it, and you can really see how the whole medical system has been corrupted by government regulations. And as he put it, if you're going to resist this as a physician, you really need to have, quote, a spine of steel. That's how he put it. And
if you've got a spine of steel, by the way, that'll break the needle, so you don't have to worry. Yeah, go ahead.
That's true. Maybe that'll be a solution to some people's back problems. I don't know.
That might be a title for one of your excellent reports. A spine of steel. Go ahead.
We have too many spines of jelly nowadays. That's the problem.
That is true. Yeah. Boy, yeah. I'll tell you. Well, we got about a minute before we have to take a break here, and you got another article that we can touch on if you want to, or whatever you want to talk about. But it's. Is Putin's invasion of Ukraine all about oil? We're kind of finding out it's not all about oil, that's for sure. It's about a lot of things, and especially this very first report that we had here. You know, you got to go to SelwynDuke.com, and I would recommend that you make a couple of copies of how the West gave us the Ukraine invasion. And then for your deniers, you know, there's a lot of them out there, and just say, just read the damn thing, okay? Health insurer, government is wrong on COVID vax side effects, and the real numbers are an alarm signal. And whenever you get up there close to 50%, you know, that aren't surviving or having heart attacks or whatever, serious stuff, you know. And like Selwyn says, this is from... You know, the big guys, the health insurers, you know, and they want to make sure they keep getting money, so they don't want to screw up, so to speak. All right, we're going to be right back with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, contributor to the college textbooks, and it's Selwyn Duke, S-E-L-W-Y-N, Duke, D-U-K-E.com. Be right back.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2022. Call 1-800-455-7923 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-455-7923. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-455-7923.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNDigitalTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left to radio on the right. Sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk. You name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like the Fred Dreyer program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, Richard Nixon Live, and so many other shows on video right at our website, CRNTalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk and you can watch us on any Roku TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Just go to Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Facebook.com/CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at CRN Talk too. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Everybody's talking at me. CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American, and also just get all his stuff at selwynduke.com. One of the articles Selwyn recently published is Putin's Invasion of Ukraine, All About Oil. And, of course, we have discussed, and I guess just about everybody has discussed, Selwyn, you know, Trump had us energy independent. We were number one in the world. We didn't have to worry about anything. And we weren't worrying about global warming because we were still getting the four seasons, right? Anyway,
yep. Yeah.
that's my description of, you know, the global warming. They just can't figure it out. But anyway, here we go whenever, you know, you cut off the Keystone Pipeline and the oil supply, and then we have to turn around and get oil from, you know, Putin. There's something wrong with that. And you said, in effect, that Biden's jihad against fossil fuels is financing Putin's military adventures, because if we were still producing at 13 million BPD, as we did in the pre-pandemic, oil prices would be lower and Putin would be significantly poorer. A little short poem there. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Chuck. Let me just say something about this. I'm not going to really mention anything from this article, but I will say that it corresponds to what we were talking about, because one person I quote mentions that because Russia relies so heavily on its oil exports for money to finance its economy, any threat to Ukraine, because it relies on two pipelines that run through Ukraine and Belarus for its oil endeavors, any threat to Ukraine, any threat that Ukraine might join NATO, Russia views as basically an act of war. But hey, let me sum this up. How do you really beat Russia? How do you beat China? Well, it's really simple, but also difficult. How did we beat the Soviet Union? We didn't do it on the battlefield. We couldn't go to war against them with nuclear weapons. That would be suicidal. We beat them economically. They couldn't keep up with our wealth creation, with our economic engine. And that's significant because military power flows from economic power, because it takes tremendous finances to create a powerful military. Well, so how do we beat these countries today? The same way. We're not going to do it on the battlefield for the same reason. Nuclear weapons are in the equation. We have to beat them economically, but we're not going to do that if we have these crazy greentopians and Joe Biden types in power who are basically kneecapping our energy production, among other things.
Yeah.
They're turning us into a third-rate, third-world power, and that means China and Russia, China especially, will be able to leapfrog us. Okay, that's the only way we can beat them. We have to be strong economically, morally, socially. That's how you do it. There is no other way.
Yeah. And militarily, too. You know, we don't need all this wokeness. That's not what your military's for, you know. Stop putting all that CRAP in there, and let's, you know, My goodness, I may have mentioned this to you before, and sorry if I did, but anyway, I saw this film, you know, on a Russian guy practicing, you know, and he's in the military and all the exercises they had to go through and all that. It wasn't just one person. Compared to what now they're putting our people through. Well, are you woke enough, you know? How do you feel about this and what about that? And, oh, boy.
Pronouns.
Unbelievable.
Pronouns.
Yeah, why don't they just raise the white flag, Selwyn?
Yeah. That's white privilege. No more white flags.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we're safe. We're safe. That's going to be a good title. No white flag, we're safe. All right, Selwyn Duke, D-U-K-E. Thank
God
you very
bless.
Much, sir. Appreciate it. God bless. Wow. Well, Swade, thank you. We got through another week, so to speak. Boy, I'm on a roll for poetry, and I know. All right, what am I going to say now? And that's the end of the show. All right, have a good day. God bless each and every one of you.